A Massachusetts family is marking a somber anniversary today, the death of a beloved son in a distant war. That event was also the start of a special relationship between Here and Now's Alex Ashlock and the father of that young man.
On June 21, 2006, Army Sergeant Jared Monty died fighting on a remote mountaintop in Afghanistan. A rocket-propelled grenade cut him down on his third attempt to rescue another soldier who had been wounded in a firefight with the Taliban. 3 years later, Jared Monty was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. During the White House ceremony, President Obama said what Jared Monty did that day was not a moment of passing courage.
He was the kid at school who, upon seeing a student eating lunch alone, would walk over and befriend him. He was the teenager who cut down a spruce tree in his yard so a single mom in town would have a Christmas tree for her children. He even bought the ornaments and the presents.
Jared's death devastated his large Italian family. Perhaps no one took it harder than his father, Paul. And he's the reason this story remains so important to me 10 years later. After Jared was buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod, his father wondered why there were no American flags on the graves there for Memorial Day or Veterans Day. Officials told Paul they didn't allow the flags because they made it too difficult to maintain the grounds. But Paul Monty is a pretty persuasive guy. He got them to change the rules. That's when I met him for the first time. It was the Saturday before Memorial Day in 2011. Paul had put out the call for volunteers to help him place American flags on all of the thousands of graves at the cemetery. Hundreds of people responded. He called it Operation Flags for Vets.
I know he would have done something like this, but he would have done it in a very different way.
What do you mean?
Jared never liked any kind of notoriety at all. All his medals went in a sock drawer, no one ever saw them. So he wouldn't have done this in a big venue. He would have found a warehouse somewhere with an unlocked door and appropriated or borrowed some flags, come down here in the middle of the night, put them all in, and someone would have come the next day and say, wow, someone decorated the cemetery.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do.
There it is.
It's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
It's a Dodge 4x4 Ram 1500. It's got the decals, the 10th Mountain Division, 82nd Airborne Division, American flags, a bumper sticker for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
My gold star plate on there. Go Army. Support the troops. And though it only gets pretty bad mileage, I'm happy driving it. He's with me. But he's with me all the time anyway.
Connie Harrington, a songwriter in Nashville, was listening to Here and Now the day that interview aired. She was inspired to co-write this song.
I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn up. Every back road in this town I find a field. I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes I drive your truck.
Country singer Lee Brice recorded I Drive Your Truck, and in 2013 it was named Song of the Year by the Country Music Association. I spoke to Paul Monty at the cemetery again after his very personal story of grief was shared in a very public way.
Did you ever think that what you started in 2011 would turn into what it's become?
No, not at all. It's way more than I ever expected down here. It's just beautiful.
Does it keep you going?
Of course it does. I come down here and I see these people here. I see people in their 80s here that want to do this. And then I see these little kids.
And yeah, Cub Scouts.
Smiles. They all have smiles on their face that, you know, yay, I want to do this. I'm happy to do this. That's what's so meaningful.
Over the years, following this story has become more than an act of reporting for me. I now drive my truck to Cape Cod to help haul the bins of American flags out to the various sections of the National Cemetery. I do it for my friend Paul Monty, whose son Army Sergeant Jared Monty was killed in Afghanistan 10 years ago today. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlaw.
I drive your truck, I roll it.